Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Cellar Notes. You know, we've spent a lot of time showcasing wines from very many parts of the world, but one area of the world that we have sort of given short shrift, except for their most famous wines, the great big ports, is the country of Portugal.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's maybe time we change that. And interestingly, you're actually putting together a travel group to go visit.
Yes, I'm going to be leading a tour to both Portugal and Spain. We're going to be focusing on wine and on history. It's going to be this October. And we're actually going to put some information on the WIPR website about it. I thought it was time that I boned up on Portuguese wines.
Well, I'm excited about that because I know there's a lot to learn.
And there's a lot of fun to be had out there, Hugh. The wines that I've been tasting have a lot of character to them. A lot of them are very light, zingy wines, cafe wines, you know, of the first order. And then you have some more serious wines that are kind of a spinoff from the whole port movement. So I can talk about some of these. A very typical wine is something called Chao de Rolas. It's the Peninsula de Setúbal, 2010. This is a $14 wine. This is racy, full-flavored, brisk acidity, peppery mouthful, and a zingy personality. And it's made of Aragonese, Alicante Boucher, Castello, Syrah, and Tricandaria.
Okay.
How many of those have you heard of? Actually,
actually fun.
Aragonese is Tempranillo.
Okay.
So there's a lot of spillover on that. But this is just a nice wine, and at $14,
that's
wow,
a great deal.
There's a pair of wines, a brand that I've become very fond of called Alente.
Uh-huh.
And it's from the Alentejo region in kind of south central Portugal. The Alente wines, there's a white they make that I just love. I brought that to our oyster tasting.
Right, it was very good.
They have just a regular bottling that sells for $10 of their red. And it's just a marvelous cafe wine. It's light-bodied, full-flavored, vivid, spicy. Has about the same weight as a Beaujolais.
Okay.
And that's not too hard to like.
No, it's not too hard not to like. No, that's great stuff.
It is. Now, if you want to go a little bit higher, you can spend $15 and get the Alente Premium. This is pretty much the same wine. It's that Trincaleria, again, that wonderful grape with Aragonese, the Tempranillo, being the junior partner in it. This version of the red isn't so much a reserve. It is just a more concentrated version of the lighter one. So one may be a cafe wine. This is more of a serious dinner wine. I really liked it. It never lost its lightness of body and its suppleness. It's got tons of spice, but this really nice mid-core of bitter cherry and then a fascinating layer of spiciness and a note actually of celery, which I thought was kind of interesting.
Okay.
Kind of cool. Very food-friendly. I liked it. Now, here's the goodie. The Douro River, which becomes the Douro when it crosses into Spain, is the river that Oporto is on.
Mm-hmm.
And up the river is where all the quintas are, all of the vineyards.
Right.
And they used to send their wine down into Oporto to be finished and turned into port. Well, you don't have to turn those wines into port. You can use wines from the same grapes and make some really incredible red wines. Here's one of them. It's called Crasto, C-R-A-S-T-O. It's from the Broadbent family,
okay,
who I have enormous respect for. And this is made from Torriga Nacional, Tinto Roriz, Tinta Franca, Tinta Barcoa. It's like Sangiovese is to a heavier wine.
Okay.
You know, it has a lot of those same characteristics. Really good flavors. Crasto is a good, good wine, and $18.
Oh, that's a deal.
It is a deal, and I urge people to look for it. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.